This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. Gopher women's basketball coach Dawn Plitzewaite says her team didn't have the needed energy in a 67-54 loss at Washington last night.
When you don't have a lot of energy, things don't seem to go your way, as evidenced by the fact that we missed our first five free throws in the game and, you know, finished. We're a 75% free throw shooting team that shot 36% from the free throw line. So, you know, our lack of zip and pop hurt us in so many different ways.
Minnesota was led by Mara Braun, who scored 18. The team will stay out west and visit Oregon on Wednesday. Meanwhile, the Gopher men lost at 13th-ranked Illinois on Saturday 77-67, giving the Fighting Illini a challenge before eventually losing.
We gave ourselves a chance, but ultimately we just couldn't, you know, drill enough shots and come up with enough rebounds to get the job done.
That's head coach Nico Medved. His team travels to Ohio State today. They'll play the Buckeyes there tomorrow night. NBA basketball, the Wolves got a season-high 55 points from star player Anthony Edwards on Saturday night in San Antonio, but lost to the Spurs 126-123. Head coach Chris Finch says Ant was great in this one.
In awe of all the talent that's out there, the shot-making in the fourth quarter by both him and Wembanyama was pretty special.
Minnesota's at Utah tomorrow night. The Wild play at Toronto tonight. They're coming off of Saturday's overtime win at Buffalo 5-4, which head coach John Hines says with all the injuries mounting, he had a big message for his team before that victory.
We do have guys out of the lineup, and you're not going to replace one person is not going to replace the other one, but there are attributes to the games. Guys are going to have to step up on the power play or penalty kill or, you know, five on five, whatever role they're going to be in. But we have capable players. We have guys that are in our lineup, and, you know, hockey's the game we all love, but winning is our business. And, you know, we're expected to win regardless of who's in the lineup.
The puck will drop tonight at 6:30 Minnesota time. This is game two of a three-game road trip. This is MNN Sports.